The Hearts Women's Centre has been in Stevenage since 1995, and over the time we've developed a range of support services to meet local women's needs. We're currently offering counselling, supportive psychotherapy, a job club, courses for women, a sewing group, an over 50s social group, a whole range of different types of support. We're actually the third rape crisis centre for Hertfordshire. For some time we've recognised that, you know, we're currently supporting many women who are victims of domestic abuse. And we've recognised that there is a very close link between sexual abuse and domestic abuse. So a short while ago we applied to Rape Crisis England and Wales, which is a national organisation, to become a rape crisis centre in Stevenage. And we're very pleased to say that we've been successful, and that is now a new service that we will be offering from the Hearts Women's Centre.
Now, rape is one of those worst possible crimes I can think of. It is a terrible crime. Speaking to Hertfordshire Constabulary, we're being told that rape within Stevenage appears to be going down. The numbers are fewer in this last period that we've been looking at, and the details of that will be on our website, than the previous period the year before. What are you seeing though? What are you noticing? You're the person that sees the result of these crimes, so presumably you also may know best.
I think what we're seeing is, like I say, we know that domestic abuse is on the increase in Stevenage, and at the Hearts Women's Centre we're currently seeing approximately five new female victims of abuse per week. That's on top of the approximately 100 women we're already currently supporting. With regard to the rape as well, I think we also have to recognise that often victims don't report the incident at the time. And what we have seen, and what the rape crisis have seen, is a 45% increase in the number of calls to rape crisis following the disclosure of the Jimmy Savile incidents. What we're hoping is that more women will come forward, whether they've experienced recent sexual abuse or historical abuse.
Can you talk me through why people are reacting in that way? So in the wake of this Jimmy Savile abuse scandal, we're seeing it in the news day on day, people connected to Savile in the news. What is it that's changing the way that people are now thinking about this? What is it that's making them pick that phone up?
I think it's just the fact that they're being believed and they're being heard, and that is giving more people the courage to come forward. I mean, we do know that often when children have reported incidents, that sometimes they're not taken seriously, sometimes they're not believed, and, you know, it can take many years for people to get the courage to come forward.
It's a bad story that's been in the news, but has the upside been that it's addressed that shortfall in the awareness that hasn't been around, and that's what's helping people come forward and have the confidence to actually speak up?
We hope so. I mean, you know, it's as you said, I mean, they are very, really tragic events that have a lifelong effect on people's lives. And if some good can come out of this, if more people can have the courage to come forward and feel supported and feel believed, then that is a good thing.